It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Back to it. Good afternoon, Central Iowa.
That was my bad. Sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't hit the button.
That's probably my fault.
No, it was mine. I yield to you.
All right. Well, good afternoon, Central Iowa. Welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. We are joined with two individuals from Farm Bureau. We have the outreach coordinator, Shelnee Newhouse, as well as just a Farm Bureau board member, Alan Burt. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Appreciate both you guys stopping by. And I shouldn't just say just a board member. You're also on the district level, and you do all sorts of stuff for Farm Bureau, don't you?
I'm just a board member.
Well, today I wanted to talk, Shelnee, it is beef month. There's some drawings going on at our local fairway, right?
Yes, there's two more. So tomorrow is Tuesday, right?
Yes.
And then next Tuesday, yes. and then it'll be over. So you have two more chances to have your name drawn out of the basket for some T-bones. You just have to put your name in there.
That's it?
Yep.
No purchase necessary?
Nope.
And I just just at our local fairway, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I got to run down to fairway, get my name in there to win some T-bones.
We'll be right back.
But, okay, so that's going on at fairway because May is beef month. But, you know, next month we're celebrating some stuff too.
Yes. June is National Dairy Month and also National Turkey Month. So we want to be sure and shout out to them.
Yeah, dairy is a big agriculture sector here in Iowa. But I learned just before coming on air, what are we, seventh in the nation for turkey population? Is that what you said, Shelnee?
Yep, turkey production.
Yeah, seventh in the nation there. And Alan, I know you said we were like number one in the nation and a few different things. What, pork?
Corn, eggs, pigs,
yeah.
And radio personalities. They're number one. All
right, love that. Love to hear that. So, you know, Alan, what things that we talk about or we've talked about in the past, succession, family succession for farms. I see coming up here later this summer, Farm Bureau is putting on a little program about that.
Yes, yeah, so this one coming up in August 12th and 13th, is what I would say a master's approach to this, because Farm Bureau launched this Take Root program several years ago, and it's been going on around the state for a number of years. My son Matthew and I did it. I'm going to say we did it probably 8 or 9 years ago. So the Take Root program has been around for a long time. But now this program that's coming in August in Des Moines is taking some of those things and ideas that have that were talked about in those Take Root programs and then really putting some more energy into it. So it's really a graduate level for someone who's already done the Take Root program.
So, Shelnee, you know, do people have to register for this class ahead of time?
I assume they do, yes.
Okay. All right.
And if it would be a good idea.
If they have questions, reach out to your office.
Sure, yep.
Sure, yes. Maybe not ask for Shelnee, ask for somebody else to have some information.
No, I'll know as soon as they get back to the office.
Okay, so that's coming up, a farm succession event coming up here in August, put on by Farm Bureau. So if anybody's interested in that, reach out to our local Farm Bureau office. One thing, you know, thinking about agriculture here, Alan, one thing that's kind of happened recently, the Farm Bill was passed in one of the chambers for the U.S., as well as E15 nationwide. Yeah. So both are things that we've talked about the Farm Bill we've talked about for many years, because that's just been getting an extension from the 2018 bill.
That is correct. Someone has been really giving you some good talking points. Hats off to whoever that is. But yes, what you said is correct. Since a farm bill normally goes for 5 years, so 2018, and I'm really bad at math, puts that around the 2023. Well, since that time, we've just been living on extensions. When I was in Washington, D.C. in February, we came away feeling that there probably wasn't going to be another farm bill as we knew it, that there was just going to be extensions added on to the 18 bill. Well, there you go. All of a sudden, something changes. It comes out of the House. It's sitting over in the Senate. And, you know, it's anybody's guess whether Senator Ernst or Senator Grassley will be able to get some wheels underneath that in the Senate and tie that E-15 right with the Farm Bill. That would be a Hank Aaron 715 home runs deal right there.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So have you been able to read the Farm Bill at all? Maybe some positives that's coming for farmers?
Well, I mean, obviously, what we want is we want some protection. We want a bit more easy to enroll in crop insurance. We kind of want to figure out where we want to put CRP. And I know that's... A talking point in some of our southern counties, and so we like to maybe see a cap on some of those acres. Just a lot of things, and mostly we're just trying to put profitability back into agriculture, because just so much of what we do is determined by the weather. 90% of what we do is determined by the weather, and you know, God willing, we have a crop every year. But managers like myself, or managers like my family, or managers like the 2,000 farmers here in Marshall County, they deal with weather every day.
Yeah, so weather here at the beginning of planting slowed you guys down, but it sounds like from the crop report you guys have caught up a little bit to last year's pace. What are you seeing out in the fields then?
Last week was a massive amount of acres planted in the state of Iowa. We have the technology to absolutely plant the state of Iowa in 1 week. We can plant the beans and we can plant the corn, and the technology and the speed, it's just really, really mind-boggling.
Yeah, so
what we can do.
So real quick, I know you're a farmer. You're out on some of those two-lane highways. As I talked about with the county supervisors this morning, the tractors and equipment have gotten bigger and heavier. We were talking about how that works on the roads. But let's talk about safety real quick, because you guys are still out. Even though planting might be done, farmers may still be out using those two-lane highways. What do we need to pay attention to as drivers?
Well, first of all, I mean, everybody needs to have their blinkers on. So what is that? That's a caution that something's happening. Slow down, be defensive. And when you're up in that tractor or you're in that sprayer or whatever you're in driving down the road, it is so hard to see peripherally around you. And you have no idea what's coming behind you. And there are accidents that happen. There was an accident that happened two summers ago, on Highway 30, right in Nevada, on a four-lane road, and a sprayer was hit from the rear. The man was ejected out the sprayer, and he walked away. But again, that was a miracle. But again, the things are so massive, and you know, people get distracted. We look at our phones, we listen to the radio, we adjust things as we're driving. You look down and it happens in a hurry. And I've done all those things too.
Yeah, I think we're all at fault of being considered a distracted driver at times, for sure. So just be aware. You see those flashing lights and that orange triangle, slow down. They're not going more than 35 miles per hour if they've got that triangle on their vehicle.
Right.
So, Alan, you had said that farming and especially that farm bill is all about profitability. E-15 right now is not tied with the farm bill. They are two separate things on the national level. But why would E-15 be so good for Iowa farmers?
Well, I mean, E-15, for every bushel of corn that we produce here in Iowa, each bushel of corn yields around 18 pounds, you could say, of ethanol. So let's see, 8 pounds of the gallon. So not quite 2.5 gallons of ethanol for every bushel. And that is just a big thing. When we're blending and producing 15 billion gallons of ethanol a year, and if we can, you know, we want that at market. And there are so many things that have grown out of that ethanol market that are so beneficial for agriculture in the state of Iowa. Feed ingredients and so many things.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we're really trying to champion those two bills right here for our farmers in Iowa. That's, you know, I know Chuck Grassley and Senator Joni Ernst in the Senate are trying to get that pushed across the finish line. So, you know, give them a call and encourage them, as that'll be a huge, huge help for our farmers. Real quick, though, got to come back to Shelney, as we have the Central Iowa Fair coming up. Shelney, what do we need? Anything about, like, open class or anything that you want to share?
Yeah, just want to remind everyone that while the kids are having fun at the fair, so can you as an adult. If you have any kind of project at home, we have fine arts, we have vegetables, we have fruit, we have sewing, we have photography, and we have even a hobby class. So, and there's a project class too. So if you have a group of friends that are producing something or making something together as a group, there's a department, a class for that. So think about that, because it is only May, but it'll come up quick. And if you have a project in mind, you may have to, you know, get it made before we come up to July. So we would encourage people of actually all ages, because there is a youth category as well in the open show.
Awesome. Well, Shelney and Alan, I appreciate you guys coming by today.
For 41 years, Country Clipper Mowers have set the standard for zero-turn mowers. Their zero-turn mowers offer two unmatched features.